Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm sorry.
Dominum nostrum.
I didn't see you there.
Qui conquetus est tu spiritus
sanctus. Oh, please. You mustn't just take that water, you know.
Ex Maria Varine.
Look, if you need something to drink, I can get you a glass from the vestry.
Modus et supportus.
Excuse me, son. Do you hear?
Is it consecrated?
Sorry?
Have you blessed this water?
Well, yes, of course, it's holy water.
Not all of you bother anymore.
Well, I can't just let you take it.
Father McKenna.
Yes, that's right. I'm sorry, do I know you? Look, it's getting rough outside. I don't blame you for taking refuge in here, but you must know...
Will you take my confession, Father?
Your confession? Well, we usually keep set hours for the sacrament. If you can come back tomorrow, perhaps.
There is no time. Will you hear me?
All right. Of course, my son. Come, follow me and we'll get you set up.
Do it here.
Will you not come to the confessional, at least? It's a wee bit more private.
There is no one else. Only you and I, Father. It will suffice.
Very well. You know, it's probably my age, but... have we met before?
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been years since my last confession, and in that time I have committed many transgressions. Today, now, I require absolution for what I'm about to do that will surpass all other offenses.
I see. And what, may I ask, are you about to do?
Absolve me, so that I may begin my duties in good grace, with clear conscience, in the Lord's name, for it is his work I do.
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh, you will, Father. The time has come when all shall be made to understand.
Has it now? And what time might that be, exactly?
The time to kill. The time when that which rules below shall rule above. The time when all who bear witness shall finally see the truth of this world.
I have seen you before. I remember now. No, it's not possible.
Absolve me.
It can't be.
Absolve me, priest.
No. No. Never. You are an abomination. Huh? Yes. Go.
Get out of my church!
Mark me, Father. Itique diabolus ex inferno, imo discerget, et omni tres dies imperabit. Leave this island, priest, while you still can.
Ave Maria, very, very moving.
Yes, sir. This is JFI 22, photos of the village site on the army's first arrival.
Appalling. Bishop did a wonderful job as well. It can be very tricky, judging public mood, the collective grief. I thought he struck just the right balance between commiseration and hope, don't you?
Yes, sir. And this is her original statement.
Oh, thank you. No, I have my own copy. Thanks. Come in.
Excuse me, sir, ma'am. She's just arrived. Shall I bring her in?
Yes, thank you, Constable. Please do.
I just hope she's up to this.
Oh, I'm sure she is, Inspector. She's proved herself to be a very tough cookie, one way or another.
I just mean, sir, she may not exactly have enjoyed the service. I'm not sure that this is the best day to go through it all.
Nonsense. Nothing like a hearty communal sing-along to get the emotions flowing.
Sir?
Well, that's what we need, Inspector. She must become impassioned if we're to get to the heart of all this.
This way, please.
Ah, welcome, Sergeant O'Hara. Please, come in. Come in, take a seat, will you?
Just let us know if you need anything, sir, ma'am.
We will, Constable, thank you. I think we have everything for now.
And we expect no interruptions, is that clear?
Of course, ma'am.
So, how are you, Sergeant?
I'm okay, thank you, sir.
Tough day, no doubt.
Yes, sir, for everyone.
What did you think of the service? I found it rather beautiful. Turnout was magnificent. Real tribute.
Yes, well, actually, I didn't go. I wasn't there.
Ah, I see.
Can I ask why not, Sergeant?
I'm just not much of a churchgoer, ma'am. Not anymore. I find it all a bit much, you know?
Of course. No, I'm sure everyone understands. It must be very difficult. After all, no one has more to remember than you. Right. Well, if you don't mind then, shall we begin?
The time is 11:14, November the 29th, 2019. Attending personnel, Inspector Gail Carey and Mr. James Pryor. For the record, the interviewee will state her rank and name.
Sergeant Jacqueline O'Hara.
This is the first interview with Sergeant O'Hara as part of the Joint Forces investigation into the events of last Easter on the Isle of Tolmore between the 17th and the 21st of April 2019.
First of all, I want to thank you for coming in, Sergeant, especially on the day of the memorial for those lost on the island. I appreciate the last few months have been very taxing for you, both physically and mentally. Now, I would like to start, if you will, by giving us a brief general indication of your duties with regard to Tolmore at the time.
All right. Well, it's one of a group of seven populated Western Isles which fell under my jurisdiction. I've been the only regular visiting police presence there for the past 2.5 years. It's just over 22 square miles with a permanent population of 70 or so.
At that time?
Yes, ma'am, at that time. This was mainly made up of livestock farmers, weavers and fishermen. My main interactions with the island...
How often did you visit Tolmore on official duty?
Well, it varied, sometimes once a week, sometimes once a month. It's a pretty isolated place. A good half-hour crossing from the nearest island and over 2.5 from the mainland, so it's difficult sometimes, you know, fitting everyone in.
Before the events in April, when was your last visit?
I'm not sure, perhaps a month or so earlier, around mid-March.
It was February the 14th, 7.5 weeks earlier.
Right. Okay. Of course, ma'am, there was no stipulation as to how many times I visited or how many days I was obliged to spend on each of the islands, and as I say, Tolmore is tricky to get to. What's more, the island's position to the far west of the Hebrides makes it one of the most vulnerable to bad weather.
Indeed. Tolmore fell victim to a ferocious storm that week.
That's right, sir. It took everyone by surprise and cut off the island completely. As you know, the storm caused enormous damage as well as the extreme loss of life.
In the official governmental report, it states that there were hardly any casualties that weekend due to the storm itself. If I can point your attention to document JFI 717, which is a list of all those who lost their lives.
Yes, well, it's difficult to say for sure what can be attributed to the storm. Exactly. I mean, the hurricane was responsible for the confusion and general panic and some of the errors, or rather poor judgments, made individually and collectively on the island, which in turn contributed to the loss of life, in my opinion.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, shall we? I want to go back, Sergeant, to the evening of Wednesday the 17th of April, if I may. You've already said that the weather had begun to change for the worse, closing in, if you will, and that Tolmore was, in your words, tricky to get to. So why, after such a long absence, did you decide to make the crossing that particular rough night?
I'd been called to Tolmore by one of the islanders.
By whom?
Frank Guthrie. He owned the farm.
We couldn't find any record of this call on the station files or your service mobile. In fact, the only phone call we could trace to you from Tolmore that day came from a public phone booth in the village of Dorry and was made to your personal mobile.
Mr Guthrie was a little eccentric. He didn't have a phone of his own, so he drove into the village and called me on my mobile.
But he called your personal number, not your service mobile. Why? How did he have it?
I gave it to him, ma'am, on a previous visit.
That's fairly unusual practice, isn't it? I mean, did you have a personal relationship with Mr Guthrie?
No, sir, not at all. It's just the islanders are tough people and many of the families have been there for generations. They have their own ways of doing things. Sometimes it's easier to pick your battles, to help them accept you. Communication with the island wasn't always that great, so I gave a few of them my personal number as well. It was like a safety blanket kind of thing, that's all, in case of emergencies.
And Mr Guthrie's call on the Wednesday, that was an emergency, was it?
So he said, ma'am, yes. But you have to understand, nothing had ever happened on Tolmore before this. Nothing at all. In the whole of my time, there'd never been a single serious crime of any note. So I wasn't expecting anything of consequence.
Anything of consequence? That's an interesting categorisation.
Sergeant, why don't you take us through that night from your arrival on the island?
Well, I remember I had a bit of trouble finding a lift across so late. It was around 7 o'clock by the time I left. I managed to get a ride with one of the locals, Paul Rutherford. It was already getting rough, but we got there just before the storm hit good and proper. Just after 9. As usual, on bad weather days, even during the week, everyone was in the Black Crow. Hunkering down, as they like to call it.
Watch yourselves, everyone, it's a bloody rig.
We'll handcuff you before you can say, you're going down, McFarlane.
There had been an incident the year before with the McFarlane brothers.
An incident?
It was nothing, really, ma'am. Just a bit of handbags, that's all.
You mean fighting?
The lads got a little boisterous. I broke it up. It wasn't much, but it got me a reputation for being a bit tough, I suppose. I'd tried hard ever since to change that.
So, how's everyone doing? You all look well?
Oh, we're all right, Sergeant. Sweet as you know.
It's been a while, lass. How you been?
Not bad, thanks, Maggie. Keeping busy.
Me too busy for the likes of us, it would seem.
Oh, never too busy for you, Ewan. So, what's with this storm? Looks like it's going to be a big one. Paulie says no one saw it coming.
No, nothing in the forecast.
Useless bastards.
You could have done with a warning. Lucky to get the boats back in time.
Any news on how long it'll last?
No.
We'll be fine. Seen many before.
Aye, well, it'll blow over soon enough. But if we're lucky, it'll keep us here till morning.
And good old Mr. Duncan will keep us safe and sound. Hey, Dunk, same again, will you, sir? All around.
You buying this time, Brodsky?
Aye, put it on my tab.
Oh, aye. That'll be the famous Brexit tab again, will it?
That's the one. Don't you worry, when Boris finally kicks me out, I pay all my debts.
Yeah. Will you join us, Sergeant?
Hey, you best keep an eye on us, Sergeant. The devil makes work of idle hands, you know.
So they say, Ewan, so they say. But no thanks, I have work to do.
I'm sorry, Sergeant, but I do find it hard to understand why you went straight to the pub when you arrived.
The Crow is the hub of everything on the island. I knew everyone would be there, so I always showed my face, let them know I was around.
Even though Mr. Guthrie had told you it was an emergency?
To be honest, Mom, a lot of things were an emergency to Frank. He was well known for his tendency to exaggerate.
Not in this case, though. He wasn't exaggerating at all.
No. Not in this case.
Did you speak with anyone else while you were in the pub?
Hello, Jackie.
Oh, Alan, hi.
No, I don't think so.
You all right?
Yeah, yeah.
You sure about that?
Yes, I wasn't there for more than a few minutes.
But, can I get you a drink, or,
Oh, no, thanks. I'd better get going. Frank Guthrie's called me up to his farm again.
Eh? He's calling out the police to deal with dead sheep now.
I hope not. Why do you say that? Has he got a problem up there?
He's just getting too old to handle the farm on his own. You know what he's like. Won't pay for any help. He's lost a lot of lambs this season. You know, stillborn. He's probably not vaccinating them properly, stubborn bastard.
I see.
Mind you, he's not the only one.
Really?
Well, the whole island's having a bad spring, with the cattle falling sick last month. Did you not hear?
No. Ewan just said everything was okay.
Yeah, well, everyone's putting a brave face on right now, but it's been really bad. Cattle have been dropping like flies. The Nicholsons lost their whole herd.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's too right. Been breeding them for a couple of hundred years, too. That's hit them hard.
How about you? The fishing going okay?
You gotta be joking. It's dreadful, Jackie. There's nothing comes near these shores anymore. Fish have all just fucked off. I have to go further and further out every day to get half a chance of catching anything.
I did see something on the TV about global warming pushing all the cod and herring further north or something.
I don't know about that, but it's been a shit year so far.
I'm sorry. Maybe this storm will blow all the fish back inshore. Well, I'd better get going.
Well, yeah, I can drive you up to Frank's if you like.
No, it's okay, thanks. Ewan's dad lent me his truck.
Well, Barry McFarlane, are you serious?
Yeah, kind of a peace offering, I think, for his boy's behaviour.
Wonders will never cease.
Although, I'm not sure Ewan will approve.
Well, you take care on that road, eh? It's a filthy night.
I will. I'm a big girl.
The lads are right, you know.
About what?
You've not been over for a while now.
Yeah, like I said, I've been busy.
Well, it's not because of me, is it? Because, look, if it is, well, I just...
Please, Alan.
Look, I mean, you've not been answering my calls or anything.
For God's sake, Alan, keep your voice down.
Look, I've not seen you since...
Look, it was a mistake, Alan, all right? It's a stupid mistake, so just don't, please.
Okay, if that's what you want.
It is.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that, because things have changed around here. I mean, for me...
I've got to go.
I've missed you, you know?
Yeah. Well, you're married, Alan, so maybe you should be sorry about that too.
Frank Guthrie lived a good half-hour drive from the village. It was only something like 4 miles, but the road soon became a track and it was dark and wet. The rain was already coming down hard and the wind had picked up.
And what happened when you got to his farm?
I didn't, sir. I mean, Frank was waiting for me in his Land Rover at the crossroads at the top of the valley.
You took your time, lass.
Frank! What are you doing up here? I can find my own way down to your farm, all right?
We're not going to my farm.
What do you mean?
We're going down there, to the bar.
The bar? Why?
What is the bar?
The local name for the other end of the valley. It's where the next farm along from Frank's is. It belongs to... Well, as you know, it belonged to the Ward family.
Come on! I'll lead the way!
But why are we going down there, Frank?
He drove off before I could get anything else out of him.
Tell us what you knew about the Wards prior to that night.
Not much. I'd never met any of them. I knew Frank Guthrie had no love for them. Mind you, he didn't have much love for anyone. But the Wards kept themselves to themselves. Apparently, they were one of the oldest families on the island, been there for generations. They were very insular. Never came into Dorrie for much at all. Only on the odd market day, really, or to deliver their lambs for transport to the mainland.
It was just the mother, wasn't it? No father.
Well, and the grandmother. But yes, the father, Neil Ward, had died some years before I started working on the island.
He committed suicide. Shot himself.
Yes, ma'am. He'd suffered with mental health issues for some time.
And what about the children? Lisbeth and Michael Ward, 15 and 10 years old. Did they attend the school in Dorrie?
No, they were homeschooled. Although I don't think much schooling ever went on in that house. I felt sorry for them. Couldn't have been much fun growing up out there with just their mother and grandmother for company. They were an unusual family, it has to be said.
And how were you feeling as you went down to their farm?
Sorry, sir? How was I feeling?
Well, what was your state of mind, shall we say?
To be honest, I was pretty angry. Being called out all that way for what I presumed was just a domestic between two farmers. When we got to the house itself, I couldn't see anything out of the ordinary at first. It was pretty run down. I mean, the whole place had seen better days.
It was a working sheep farm, is that correct?
Yes, but far from the best kept one on the island.
What's this all about, Frank?
You've got a torch on you.
But Frank. Frank!
He moved off quickly, looking around, being the nosy neighbour, or so I thought. But then I noticed there was no sign of anyone, no lights on anywhere. The whole place looked deserted. What's more...
You hear that?
What?
Listen!
What is it, Frank?
Wind? Rain?
Yeah, I had noticed.
Nothing else. No animals. Strange for a farm, that, don't you think?
Must still all be out in the field.
In this? Why haven't they got the horses in, at least? And where's Betsy?
Betsy?
Their dog. Aggressive little bitch. Always comes running up to bite you when you come within 100 yards of this place. Something's wrong. I've not seen any of them for days now.
Is that why you've got me out here, Frank?
I've heard things.
What sort of things?
Can't be sure. Noises. Unnatural-like. And they've been poisoning my ewes.
I heard you've been having a bad year, Frank.
A bad year, lass? Over 30 lambs born stone cold dead. How'd you account for that, eh? These Wards. They've been running this farm to the ground for months. Animals dying left, right and centre. And they never even collect up the carcasses. Just leave them to rot on the hillside. I reckon they put something in the water. Toxic-like, you know? Poisoned the whole glen.
There was no point in arguing. Besides, I was already there and already getting soaked. So I decided to have a look.
I tell you, something's not right.
Hello, Mrs. Ward. It's Sergeant O'Hara, Island's police force. I've just come up from Dorrie. Wanted to check everything's all right. Can't see anyone.
Let's go in.
Frank, we can't just go barging into other people's homes. Maybe they're away.
Away? What are you talking about, woman? Farmers don't just often leave. I've not been away for 40 years.
But you just said the farm was being neglected.
Old Jenny hasn't even left the glen since last century.
The grandmother?
Aye.
All right. Stay here. I'll take a look around.
I'm a dad. Maybe not me. Must soften my head.
Hello? Mrs. Ward? It's the police.
I remember it was so dark, pitch black. No stars that night, of course. And the farm was nestled away in the pit of the valley. I half expected someone to jump out, thinking I was a burglar or something.
Hello? Is anyone about? I've just come to see... Oh, shit.
You're right, lad.
Oh, yeah, fine. Just... Oh, damn it, my torch is gone.
Here, use mine.
Thanks. The bloody hell are all these?
Cheap skulls by the looks of them. Old Jenny's charms. To keep evil off the farm.
Are you serious?
Old family, old ways.
Look at them all. They're everywhere. So what about you, Frank?
What about me?
What do you think of all this superstition?
I'm a Christian, lass. I have no truck with witchcraft.
Come on, let's get you back to the car and keep you warm while I take a look inside.
You're joking, aren't you? I'm not letting a lass like you go in there on her own.
Frank, I'm a police lass, so I think I'll be okay. After all, I'm the one doing the investigating.
Ah, so you admit it then. Something is wrong.
Frank!
Investigating, that's what you said.
I just need to see if anybody's inside. Check they're okay, okay?
And I'm staying right with you, lass.
Well, I've got your torch now.
Then I'd better stay close, then. Let's go. Through the back door there, it'll be open. Told you. No need to lock up around here.
All right, stay behind me, will you? Don't be touching anything.
Go away. What'll I be touching in the ward house?
Mrs. Ward, it's Sergeant O'Hara and Mr. Guthrie.
They won't like that.
Is anyone at home?
Try the light there.
Not working. Must be a power cut.
Well, I've still got mine up the glen, and we're on the same line. Agnes! Jenny!
Frank, leave this to me.
Where are you?
Frank!
I tell you, something is very wrong here.
For God's sake, just stay there, will you? Let me do my job. They must have gone out. I'll give the place the once-over, and then we can both go home.
What am I meant to do here in the dark?
I don't know. Put the kettle on. Make us a brew.
Ha ha.
Actually, I didn't like it either. What with the silence of the farm outside and the power being off. I hated to admit it, but Frank was right. Something did seem off.
Mrs. Ward?
The house was old and damp. As I walked through, there was a heavy, musty smell about the place, and it was filthy.
Hello?
The walls hadn't seen a lick of paint for half a century or more, and the stone floor was worn and dusty. Down the hall, the lounge was empty. I mean, the place was a tip, filled with riding tack, various bits of farming equipment, stacks of old papers and ledgers, but no sign of anyone.
Yuki!
Just checking upstairs.
Watch yourself.
I will, Frank, don't you worry. Hello? Is anyone up here?
It was on the landing at the top of the stairs that I started to get a strange feeling. I thought I could hear something. It was coming from what I assumed was one of the bedrooms. The air was heavy. And I could smell something I hadn't smelt for a long time, not since I was a child. Burning incense.
Mrs. Ward? Hello? Mrs. Ward?
Oh, God.
Hey, Betsy. Over there. You weak bastard. Are you all right up there, lass?
I could see a flickering light coming from inside, and with the door ajar, the smell was now overpowering.
Sergeant!
They were the family. It was horrible. Two of them. Michael and Agnes Ward. The 10-year-old boy and his mother. They were just lying there on the bed, almost as though they were sleeping. But I knew they weren't because...
No.
There was a third body lying between them. Jenny Ward, the grandmother. Her head and feet had been severed, cut off, and placed together in a basin on the floor in front of the bed.
Frank!
Her head was looking up, facing the door. It was as though she was watching us.
What in God's name is this?
Just staring back at whoever came through the door to find them.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.